Welcome back to our audio web blog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and share it with you. And then I pray for the nations and the people that are indicated for the following week. We begin with Vietnam, new believers pressured to renounce faith. A young couple who accepted Christ last month have been beaten and threatened by officials, according to a VOM worker. Local authorities hit the wife on the face with a stick and threatened to take the couple's land and home if they refused to renounce Christianity and return to Buddhism. The wife fears further beatings. The husband is afraid they will lose their land and have no way of supporting their family. The couple, who survived through subsistence farming, have three boys, aged 10, 12, and 14. Their pastor is trying to help, but he lives 15 miles away in another village. Pray for the protection and provision of this family, and that they will stand firm in their faith. The Muslim world, the Ramadan fast, July 9, marked the start of the Muslim fast of Ramadan. The fast, which continues until August 7, requires Muslims around the world to abstain from all food and drink during daylight hours and examine their lives before Allah. Pray that as Muslims seek Allah, they will instead find the truth of Christ. Pray also that VOM's many field workers in predominantly Muslim nations will be able to reach out to Muslims with the gospel during this time. Syria, rebels increase attacks against Christians. A VOM contact, we will call her Tuma, reports that his family is in danger from rebel attacks in their Christian village south of Damascus. Tuma's family has hosted the rebels' families in the past when they needed shelter and has provided food and shared the gospel with them. They've even supplied some of the rebels with Bibles, which they gratefully received. However, in the last month, the rebels have begun to attack their village, steal their crops, and kidnap family members for ransom. The rebels recently kidnapped one of Tuma's cousins and his cousin's son from their home, and the family is still waiting to hear the kidnappers' demands. Tuma says many Christian children in the village are terrified of the rebels who have tried to break into their homes. Many families have left the village, fearing for their safety. Pray for the safety of these Christians, especially those who have been kidnapped. Pray that they'll have the grace and strength to continue loving their enemies. And in Somalia, a VOM project, pray for the Christian converts who will be temporarily housed in VOM-sponsored safe houses. Now, these believers have escaped persecution and are being provided a temporary place to stay and prepare for the next phase of their lives. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for VOM. This is not an official VOM presentation, but is used by permission. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size, and small or large, about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at Diakonos, it's not Diakonos anymore, I'll just change that. It's bob.j.faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you as soon as I hear from you. Thank you so much. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio.